We have like a skate park on the road that's just serving some. Yeah, what else do you do on flat?
You can get just a cruiser, which most people do, or like a pushing board for long distance.
Okay, so, man, you were talking before I started recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were telling me a story about skateboarding in Tampa, and people don't know me wrong.
This is Dana. Another day of it.
Yeah, another day.
Yeah, it's getting a good day yesterday. Dumbo.
Nice.
All day.
I
was the first at the sesh and almost last, I believe.
We just have the flow stage on it?
Yeah.
Nice. It's nice. It's cool. They're really good at it. I got to definitely post on it.
Yeah, they had a good little sesh. I mean, it was just a good one. Skating like soft wheels and big wheels and then they went like tiny wheels and all these crazy flip tricks that, like, people just, like, anyone who, like, got gnarly, like, people just, like, myself, people, like, get destroyed. Like, they'd see these pros, like, doing rails and all these tricks and thinking it was, like, easy, but there's no, like, YouTube videos or anything like that that, like, people just get, like, smashed on rails. It's, like, people that just run and get sacked on a rail, like, in skate track. And I was, like,
crazy. I'm gonna figure out how to do this shit. There's no tutorials. It's like, no, you really gotta figure out how to do this shit.
and I actually at the time I was believe it or not, I was a sponsored snowboarder.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was chill, man. I didn't have to do a whole lot. It was like, it happened in North Carolina. I can't actually remember the first how it happened. Like, I can only go back and remember, but towards the end, I ended up riding through, like, a big shop in Raleigh, North Carolina, called Vertical Urge. And they were just a major retailer. Like, they were actually, like, snowboard retailer of the year, like, multiple times, so they had, like, a lot of industry, like, support. They were, like, a really, like, really successful snowboard shop. And so, like, I was, like, the team.
No shit.
And so, they kind of hooked me up with like a brand that ended up being like one of the most premium brands, Lift Technologies.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Snowboarding. Nah, I follow snowboarding.
Yeah. So I got like kind of like they just basically, I think how it works is they just sold a lot of that product, and like since I was like the team, the rep just kind of like just a rep rider really. They just like, yeah, you sell a lot. Dana rides has a good reputation. Whatever. I just always had boards. Like, they just gave me boards. And I'm like, kind of worked this. I always say I had this like little pyramid deal where like it was like I had a shop back in me that had a lot of clout in the industry that in North Carolina, and then a major brand. And then there was like a big ski area called Snowshoe.
Okay, I know Snowshoe.
And somehow I got to know, like, they started a snowboard, like, a really sick snowboard park and, like, a team, and I happened to know the team manager and the park manager, and they started a team, and he knew us from North Carolina, and, like, the shop was in Raleigh, and so many people actually go there, from that, like, city that, like, put me on the team. I just worked that triangle for, like, 10 years, like, not 10 years, but, like, it was, like the shop was, like, they were super impressed that I was riding for the ski resort. But they were hyped because I was riding for the shop. And the board company was a premium brand. And it just always, I kept that, like, get this confirmation triangle thing that happened. Like, three good things. And then from there, just little things could, like, come and go. But, like a rep might have another brand or something. Or,
okay.
Just a bunch of little things. But it was actually, you know, there was nothing really, I knew it was nothing that's sustainable. That also, I just did it for fun. It was just cool shit.
Gotcha.
It's just like skating.
You're doing cool shit. It's like an experience of something. Yeah.
I love snowboarding, actually. It's just really cool.
I want to try it. Financially, it's not too expensive. It's an expensive sport.
Yeah.
Like board gear and everything.
I was actually one of like the earliest snowboarders in North Carolina. Like, sounds crazy, but like, and I don't know how I was like the earliest. Well, definitely wasn't the earliest, but I got into it because when I was really, really young, like 14 or something, 13.
Yeah.
I got on a skate team, and the owner was like, "Oh, there's this new sport. Blah 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 blah," you know, and he took us up to the mountains and like took us with some local riders up there, and I went snowboarding for the first time.
Nice.
And by like the second or third time, it was like your sponsor had a team.
Yeah, you must be.
So, like right away, because we're like the first ones doing it. It was like it's kind of funny.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It was like, but still,
you did a contest and got like second place or something.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, fuck it.
Second time doing it or
something. Dude, it's yeah. It's like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive.
That's true, guys.
It's like your fish. Like, you found your net, you found your ocean. It's like, This is where I'm supposed to be, alright.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, I was fishing and nobody was at.
Right. At that time, I mean,
yeah.
Somebody, like,
there was a lot of fish there, though.
Yeah, it had to be somebody that started the shit. It has to be somebody out there that's going to make that progression or make
it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Part of the sport.
It was Aussie Island Surf Out.
Yeah?
Yeah, Aussie Island Surf Out.
Nice.
Yeah,
yo, fuck. So you mentioned you took a break from skating, but, like, what did you do in between stuff? Why break from all that going on?
Bro, I just was like, it was a bunch of things. I was just trying to be practical and like, in my head, it was like, take advantage of some business opportunities and go to work and save money so I can skate and snowboard all the time later. And I didn't really see a route, really, like, in any of that for me. So I just, like, basically went into business and work at a young age. I did that for a while and, like, got out of it. I still had this snowboard thing going on, and I just got more into surfing. Like, my family had a, like, I got married, too. I got married, and that kind of kid, like, I didn't have to travel a lot, and it just didn't really work, you know, the marriage thing, and then just got to have to take care of life, and work, and put in time, and pay my dues.
Right.
And then,
family. shit to like longboard.
Yeah, more like in the cruising and driving, slashing around, like
They used to call me the silent surfer because when I started skating with the old dudes, there was like this real dark and a lot of transition. You could just like pump it. Like, I like to do that. Like, I'm a surfer, surfing and snowboarding. I can pump some tranny, snake run type stuff. This park was like super flowing. I had these soft wheels, and it was just like, trip people out. You couldn't hear me. You couldn't hear me at all. I was like, silent. You used to just like flying around these different. So anyways, got into longboarding. That's how I got into longboarding. And, saw lots of great stuff. And I think the video I really liked was, I saw this, Second Eye video called Second Nature.
Wow, that's a great one. That's a classic.
Like, that was what I really saw down for, like, the first time.
Check that out on the side of us.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay,
I think that's when I first like saw like, the side of down there, like, just like it was like that video has such a good vibe to it.
Right, there's a side of downhill where people miss out on it and it's kind of stereotype that you have to go beat big and gnarly all the time. Where you can ride a like it's good to ride a cool 35 miles per hour and chill. Like if you're skilled enough to do that, it's still dangerous, but it's safe. I mean, I prefer 40. It's like a medium nice. But a nice 35 is
good. Yeah, I don't know what my top speed was. But I did it for a little while, and I was like, oh, I got a story for you, too.
What's up?
I don't know if you probably don't know this. I kind of like don't really advertise it. But, so, around that time, I had like sold my medical company.
Oh.
I was actually trying to move out of the country, but like it just didn't work out for like personal reasons.
Gotcha.
And stuff, and, moved down to Wilmington, North Carolina. And I went to college there and had some family there and stuff.
Oh damn, you was like doing this young like the young entrepreneur.
Yeah, so I sold my company and I was like, well I'm gonna go take some time off.
How old are you? Like you're going half now, like
so I was probably like in my 30s. I don't know, man. 30s something. I did. I thought I was trying to die. I'll tell you later.
You started having fun.
When was that? Yeah, it was probably like 5 or 6. 13 now. So 8 or 9 years. Nah, dude.
That sacrifice is worth it.
But, anyways, you were down there. I sold my company and I was like, hey, like, let's just go down there. And like I had some money to burn, and I had like whatever. I've always been this kind of like radical libertarian type person into like philosophy and free market economics and stuff like that. I was like, I can't remember how it all went down, but I knew a bunch of the skate industry is in that town.
Oh, well, oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So, like, the big distributors there, like, it's all like, Eastern State Road Supply.
Yeah. They're Wilmington?
Oh, so Buster Boards were made in Wilmington.
Right, they used to be out of Wilmington.
Yeah. Josh was involved in that.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was before that, I was like, I started a skate company. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like, kind of a big disaster, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
No.
So, like, I don't give
a shit,
I don't do it
yet. Right. So, it's like, at least you try, shit.
Yeah. But, I could easily blame the most of it on the dude making the board, like, stole my money and was basically, like, the most difficult dude to work with. You know, he's, I mean,
humans.
Nice dude, and I wish him the best, but he's just he's fucked up at the time.
Yo, it's wild how human behavior. It's just human behavior, it's fucking wild.
Yeah, so it was like, it was called laissez-faire. You ever seen those boards around? I made a downhill board.
I believe I remember.
like some anarchy boards there. Basically, kind of like I was kind of like
in and out. It was gone.
Kind of like slightly ripping off Bustin because there was a lot of doors.
Well, Bustin itself.
It was the same manufacturer.
Let me shut up.
It was like the same. It was the same dude making their boards, and he was even making the Pantheon boards.
So everybody's making them out of China. You just give it away anyway. Huh? It's the same people that's making Pantheon. Everybody's
making
the same
board.
Like, come on, dude, it's not.
So it was like a no brainer. I had the money, and I made it laser clear. I was like, I'm just gonna spend some of my cash on making boards, because that's what I was doing in my fun.
True libertarian way.
And then I was just gonna like.
But that's
the anarchy board. I had the warmonger.
Well, you think about it, it's the true libertarian way. Like, I take my own money. Yeah. I'm fucking investing myself and see what the fuck happens if it fucking fails. Cool. I mean, but I know these motherfuckers is doing the same thing I'm doing, but on a larger scale.
Yeah, sure. It was cool. We put out some cool little videos and stuff, but it ended up just being... I just still have it.
Nice.
I do always catch, like, 55 and hang and whatever. But,
great, but you're spreading, like, we're stoked, we're spreading stoked. I mean, you do meet up, you are skateboarding, you're spreading stoked. But what I hope, I do say shit.
I'm just saying, like, the purpose of me doing it is, like, selfish. I mean, maybe I can help people better some way else, but like, no, I just, like, you know, skate makes me feel good.
Okay.
I'll do the whole
thing. I'll do the same shit. I'm on the same vibe. I love telling stories too. I've always been into journalism. Like, really into telling people stories, really hearing people's stories. I'm fucking listening. So, when you hear something that's really interesting, because everybody has an interesting story that you have to listen to.
Yeah.
It's just that. I don't know. It's just good.
Watchtower.
I just put you out. You've been over here the other day. But there's more to this shit than what it is. That's just part of it. This path leads all the way up to
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is the bridge. I'm on the bridge where they're dumping all the water and shit off of one day.
Ah!
Yesterday, all this water
kept coming out. Oh, nice. Yeah, right. He was right under, right here, actually, right around this area right here. Here, we just passed over it. There goes the way I did that little bit, the style sessions. Right there. That's right below that, too. They did the low skate park. Dude, it's beautiful over here. It's fucking dope. Like, skate along the pier. No, that's a little beach. Oh, yeah, that's cool. This, I don't know if it's going to be a bar or something. I'm not even sure. I gotta figure that out. I'm not damn for sure, but.
Hey, if I did do that podcast, but you give me talking, I won't shut up. Okay, you're like over the bridge already?
Yeah.
That's quick, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's all. It's a skill. It's something I developed over the years. I know how to get people to talk. But it's it is YouTube, bro. It helps a person too. Like you can't have a conversation unless somebody else can have a conversation with you. So how you engage it, how you like continue to lead it and not make it dry or have it go slow or steady, that's a fucking skill. Like no joke here. It's fucking hard. Like, asking the right questions.
I'm not gonna start a podcast.
It takes practice. That shit's a lot of practice. This fucking shit is hard. Like, people don't really think about it. And then on top of that, it's like, I was experiencing so much shit. And we didn't document it. Like, we was going to events, fucking ripping, killing it. And we didn't record it. And we didn't talk fucking times. Then I got sponsored and I said, like, shows my friends. And I didn't document that shit. I was like, no, I don't want to really get sponsored by my friends. Like, so my friend is a truck company, I'm going to ride for him. That matters more to me than some fucking company. You know, ride for him. It'll allow me to be who I am.
Yeah, I mean, it brings value to
him, too. Yeah. And
that's what you're saying, yeah.
Not only that, I believe in his product. It's like, it's not like I don't have faith in it. I don't have faith that one day he's going to put out a shitty product and there's nothing I can say about it.
It's full value that there's any, like, documentation that support at all. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's
just, right.
It's filming. Someone's done it. It was all a bunch of me's. I don't even carry my phone when I skate, bro. I told you that already.
Right.
Yeah, I gave up my phone. I just put my watch. I have my watch connected. So I can do everything, but I just can't film.
Shit, dude,
I hate filming.
Look, backpack battery.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I got a back battery in my backpack. This is not for attention.
You just need to know there'd be no documentation.
Yeah, I skate and I miss shit on me. Never, because, like, I meet people all day from being doing Uber. And a lot of skaters, too. They have opinions. And it's good to catch them. They'd be out for a day. And some of them are really good fucking skaters.
You and I skate. We start filming, we both hate filming, we like about ready to kill each other. Like, there's never seen footage of me on like Instagram or whatever.
Longboard Tampa. It's usually him filming it and like us fighting over it, like just getting him to I'm not talking shit about him. It's like
No, filming sucks.
Yeah, like he's like two tries, man. Like and like
he's so boring. I hate you. Like it.
I mean, he's got to go about it. And, like, but I suck at it too. Like, I'm a good guy. We both just don't like the films. So any clips are just like him and I. Like, it's like we had to like pull up our bootstraps and like get it together and like make a big solid effort.
Be a strong fucking
American.
It's done in 5 minutes.
It's like done in 5 minutes. It's over. And we're back to, like, it's not cool for us to do it. It's a bad time.
Right, being American is about fucking doing shit you don't like.
I don't know what it is. It's like filming is different than skating.
It is, bro. Like
But sometimes I get in that mood and I like it.
Yeah, when I tour people around the city, I like that shit. Because like they have memories of shit that they've never hit and like they wanted to hit. Like, oh shit, I know this spot. Oh shit, I know this spot. And it's like, alright, I'll film you, bro. I'm not skating. I'm gonna straight film you all day. Like, do whatever the fuck you want. The best person I had with that was, Ben? No, Brad, sorry, I'm saying Ben. Brad Robinson? He came out here and fucking ripped a couple of parks. He's a pro out of Houston. It's a whole list of people that fucking skate.
He shredded down through here.
Yeah, he shredded through, not through here, but I don't put my Williamsburg.
Yeah.
I took him from Arisol. I took him to McCarran Park. A couple of places. No, not McCarran. Oh my god, why can't you? It's a good one. So
where are we gonna go shut at?
So we're going to the courthouse, which is down that road right there. Okay, so when we get down here, we're gonna be on William something.
Not that we haven't been shut.
Yeah, we just crossed over the shitty part of the bridge.
Where did we hit already? Chinatown and where's that?
We've been through.
I don't think it was back.
Where's that ledge?
Oh, that was Washington Square Park. We got the footy.
Washington Square Park?
Yeah. Okay. Washington Square Park. You got the footy. You got some footy at Washington Square Park. You got you hitting a ledge at Washington Square Park.
Yeah, that was fun. I skated all day yesterday. Everyone had a blast. And then super tired this morning. And linked up with Matt early.
Check that shit out. They have like the numbers where you're going.
Yeah, he hit me kind of early.
It's freaking trippy.
He took me off. Like, we're going on an adventure. It wasn't planned either. We're going on an adventure.
No.
He takes me to this spot. I'm like, I've seen this spot before. And then there's these beautiful ledges there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got it. Works like that.
And you know they've been hit, so you see the marks on them?
But my legs were like, yeah, I was so stiff and just like was not warmed up at all yet.
Way to God, it was meant to because you were smoking, right?
There's a lot of shit going on. My legs were like shaking and like adrenaline kicked in. Yeah. It was a funny experience.
When she landed,
I had to do it. Like, I wasn't warmed up at all. I gotta do that while I'm here.
It's an opportunity.
But it was easy. We kind of just got one easy one and got out of there.
Yeah, but it was a clean one. I mean, barely any that many tries. To be honest.
Well, after my first try, you were probably like, there's no way he's going
to
do that.
No, yeah, I was like, after the first try, I was like, oh, he's in his head.
You got what?
And I was like, after the first try, you was in your head. Like, your mind is fucking with you because I know you can do it the way you landed out of it. Like, you've done this more than once.
I don't know, that first guy was like, even I was like, I don't think I'm ready to do this.
Okay, now it's just like, I don't think I'm ready for this shit right now. Oh my god.
Then my legs started shaking. This is weird. I thought it was like a contest or something.
Yeah, no, like, no pressure, dude. No pressure.
Oh yeah, it was just it wasn't you. It was really the camera. It was like my legs in the morning, like and the feet and the bench. I've never slid a rounded what is that? A rounded ledge.
Yeah. It's a bench. Yeah. But the cool thing about that is that's normal. You can come there every day, hit that shit. Be there all day. That's a go out and hang with skate.
Yeah.
They used to kick us out of there all the time. I'm talking about finally.
Right there in the beat. They were just setting up.
No, that's all day. That's
every
not,
day, all day?
That park becomes so different compared to when we used to run inside of it, smoke, do all that shit. It's different. It's not the same park. Before, when I was going to Washington Square, we would get chased out of it. It was, you can't skate there. Eventually the park's going to come and get the fuck out. You can't be here. They would do it violently. We're going to be violent. Someone, yeah, they're letting you escape. It's kind of crazy.
Something's gotten more, accepted now.
Yeah. So we're back on flat, and I'm gonna end this shit.
Yeah. Even the cops are cooler towards skating now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I know, and it's crazy. Whoa. Cops were I had a cop the other day, was like, hey, and we were like, oh shit, what's this cop? Ian's trained to be scared of the cops when he's skating. We're like, whoa, and he's like, it's cool. I just want to tell you, there's a skate park over there in case you didn't know.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, we know, dude. Thanks, cool. We were like, whoa, that's cool.
It's like they
have fun. Keep ripping. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Mm.
Anyways, you can finish that.
Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to end it. Cops are cool here now for some weird reason. I'm not even lying. I'm having the same experiences. I'm like, what the fuck? I come in the train station. I'm gonna end it right here with this story. Fucking come in the train station, right? And the cop overtime. And he's like, what? Dude's like this, shaking his head. The other dude, I was like, yo, you know? He's like, what? What do you mean by that? He's like, you know what I mean by that? He's like, no, you know what I mean by that? And it's like, oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah, they're letting you, people do more without being a dick. I guess they're catching overtime and shit. We gotta skate. Street. Can't skate table. Yeah. But, this is the courthouse. Yeah, no, right here, it's really coming up. I when I get a car, I definitely.
Sure.
Like,
what?
Not only much on the road and explore and fucking go to other people's side of the town. Because it would be a great experience.
Yeah.
Know that. And we're about to go down this hill. We just got to the courthouse over by, I forgot the name of the shit, Flushing, the American cab, or whatever the fuck the shit is. If you know where Watchtower is, or that famous street, skate spot.
Mad 90s skaters here.
Yeah. It's that era. It's that.
90s up in there.
Yeah, it's 90s up here.
On the longboard at the 90s spot.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I brought you to my new.
Oh, I'm all good, dude. I don't care. I that's the vibe I kind of get in Florida, too.
Yeah.
I'm
cool. I like to do 100% skateboard. Style is fucking awesome. Some of them are boring to me, but then it's still doing skateboarding, bro.
I mean, I'll go skate with those dudes, but it's just a little funny right now. It's funny. It's like the dude, everyone's sitting on the stairs in the shade,
mm-hmm.
but the spot is straight up exposed in the sunlight, and then there's just four or five randoms out there skating. Or is it more? It's probably 10 or 15.
There's more people around.
But if everyone's sitting in the shade with the skate spot, totally exposed in the sun, but that's the spot people skate at, yep. So they're all just skating yep. there. It's
and then you go up to the shade.
We're right here. It's shaded and all nice, and no one's over here.
But it's when you get tired of skating, you go up the steps and go hide in the shade, smoking J.
But they do have ledges over there.
Yeah.
There's ledges for that, you know.
People are hitting that fucking shit. They'll find fucking traffic cones and all this other shit. fucking set up in front of there. Like,
yeah.
This is going out all day long.
I got the wrong board, but we'll go back over there.
Nah, dude. Fucking got the right board for every job. It's whatever you fucking like. To be honest. Skateboarding is skateboarding. You ready to go bomb this hill?
Try it.
Oh, you're going to do a manual throughout the whole thing.
That's what I'm going to try. You're gonna try. If it. Not, you want to just keep going all the way down?
Yeah, there's more to explore, dude. I have the whole
city. Yeah. It's a nice little spot.
Just go to Fakir's. See you there.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first. I want to see this shit.
It's like that whole I don't like you list. It's like, it's alright. Oh. This is a fucking brave one. Like, yeah, it's interesting. Fucking culture and shit and people in general. Yeah, we're back at Fat Kids. How do you like Fat Kids? Yeah, under the bridge, fucking. You got a bowl over there. Well, that's a pool. That's a whole fucking pool. And you got the surfy, like, little flat transition thing going over here. Yeah. It's a really popular park. Like, we got a cliff here. Yeah, we got a cliff. The no comply over the got no comply over the parking block. Dude, I hope you had a great time. Yeah. I know you gotta get good. What's up, man? It's fucking need to escape vibe, bro. Yeah, you good, bro, enjoy. Yeah, New York City Skate 5 is, like, fucking awesome, man. Like, truly.
Keep trying to, like, right now it's all sunny and nice and weather. I feel this, like, dark energy all of a sudden when I think about this place in the freezing winter. I'm like, how can, like, this lovely, beautiful turn into, like, a dark place?
This is so fucking... No, alright, so, yes, yes, bro, so as long as it's not, like, wet outside, you'll catch somebody bundled up skating outside, bro. Like, there's skaters every year, all year round, bro. It's, you gotta get it where you can, like, if it's, yeah, it's like, yo, dress appropriately for the fucking occasion. Definitely, like, you can tell who skated through the years, like, and especially through the season, if you're local, you're skating here, and you can see through their progression. Like, that's what I learned from progressing from doing downhill to street skating. It's like, you can't take the time off from that, so that winter break, like most people do. And then come right back into it. You have to find a way of that willpower to get through that winter break and go out there and skate during that time when there's dry or like moments you can. You know?
It's funny that you say that because.
Yeah. You got that. Oh, yeah. Yep. You seen it. It's the force. Everybody seen it. It's the force. I used the force. You didn't see it. You didn't see it. I used the force. You didn't see it. Everybody, I'm just saying. Just the ongoing joke I'm trying to fucking go with.
I've been trying to get somebody to say, General Kenobi, every time I walk into a store and be like, hello there. You know, like, can I get a greeting? Can I get a proper greeting? Hello there. I forgot, man. It's the thing with Nolly Munchies ago. It's a common. Yeah, he did a trick and we got a strike, you squirrel.
Yeah, that's gone. I know. I was going to say something. you were saying how to really get through the winter months.
Yeah, you got to just. You tried it. You tried it. You got a shot of force at least once a day.
In Florida, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Too hot.
Everybody shows up again.
Perfect. It's like, it's the opposite for you guys. Like, okay, this is death weather.
Like, people here come there. Like, Miami is like a skate hub now.
Right.
Yeah. Even like during COVID, we noticed, even during COVID, we noticed like in California, the East Coast is strict.
Yeah.
Like, people were like over it. Like, Florida, my, like,
Right, you
got
trapped. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty much just
like,
trapped
right
in California.
Away, but, like, after a while, whenever they were still keeping it real strict. Like, a lot of photos were in Florida, got the worst cost of the state. But anyways, they're coming in the winter. Everybody comes down there, skates in the winter. Like, even where we skate at, the crowds just, like, double in the winter. In the summer, everyone disappears.
Right.
It's just, that's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you plan where you live. He's like, I'm going to fucking...
I'm going to do it. We have it down, like, we know when to go out. We know the shit. We always know the shaded spots. And then we go straight to the pool. And we do the same thing. Ian and I do the same. And it, even, like, my apartment downtown is, like, where it's pretty regular.
We're gonna go skate. Yeah.
Like, not planned or anything, it's just like his friends too.
Got
like, a friend of mine or two or whatever. It's like, we just go hit shady spots on the weekend. In the summertime, that's all we don't. We keep skating, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we know. All that's what we do, man. We just keep skating, man.
So, what is.
We just do it at night or we do it, we don't want to go to bowling. We can't wait on the round. We can't
right,
wait around,
right.
Okay?
Like, yeah, it's like,
do.
Fucking sit there and play video games. It gets
do.
Boring.
We
fucking
go to bed,
work.
Like,
so what spots are like, what's the spots to hit in Tampa?
I have a routine. You know, like, we have our spots that we hit. But like, I just do long work. Like, freestyle and dance and some skate park stuff. But like, I just move downtown.
Nice.
Yeah, downtown Tampa seems to be a spot. There's, we skate the art museum a lot. Shaded, and it's like perfect pavement. And that whole, it's just not really the spot.
Okay.
It's like the whole area around it. It's like a really good fly ground. There's a street behind it that's shaded, and you have access to the river walk. And, so it just depends what you want to do. And then from there, we have the Bro Bowl that we skate to.
Right.
Like, we had, beyond the board people came through recently, and like we hit the Bro Bowl.
Nice.
Like, the lumberers love the Bro Bowl. Like everything. Yeah, that's a spot. I don't know if you've ever seen the Bro Bowl.
No, I haven't.
The snake run, the real surfing snake run, right downtown Tampa. It's a local park downtown.
Okay.
That dude just used to be all about the Bro Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
You just roll up. It's like, when I take the kids skating, it almost goes without said, we can't go home without at least a run through the Bro Bowl.
Mm.
A lot of people hate on the Bro Bowl. They're on the, like,
dude, stay safe, peace.
A lot of people hate on it because, I'm not a history person.
Live in the moment, man. I mean, we had a lot of live in the moments, like impromptu shit.
Yeah, trying to get level and all that.
This whole podcast is impromptu.
Yeah, unless it's something that's like, my health is good. Anyway, so yeah,
I mean, a little fear and danger, like you're alive, things are possible.
I'm not a big, big government person, so I'm actually just too lazy to give a shit about its history.
I got what you're saying.
But anyway, the point is, the Robo must have been a government car, like Orson Del Mar, and it was one of those, like, the locals, like, loved it. I never seen it. Like, it was, like, in a rough part of town, and it was, like, real blowy. I don't even know what all this, but it was just there for a long time, and it had this, like, vibe that the locals liked.
Go with the bag.
It had a bad reputation for being best to get you over there, but, like, apparently, like,
It's something to speak, bro.
Right.
The history is like, so somebody like, I don't know if they're funny about it or not, but like, it has a funny, like, just kind of catch a little energy.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's somewhat.
Somewhat sore subject.
Yeah, it is what it is type of thing.
Yeah, you know, right? It is what it is.
Like, every. The best thing I ever heard from Joseph Burnham was keep local drama local. Like, it's none of your fucking business, it's local. But say, like, we all know shit happens and you want to tell your side of the story, like, you have your opinion, but you're like, laissez faire about shit, like, yeah. Yeah, there's no.
And do a lot of DIY spots and stuff. And we've seen a few of them that they make, and they just come and tear them down. The government just comes there and just tear them down.
For what?
No, like, just the whole idea of having an old skate park that's been there for so long, and just tear down and then move it. Like, it's kind of crazy. They did that with.
Yeah, it's like, why you? What's the point of building the fucking park in the first place?
Like, it's even there. I don't know. It's like, all that work. It's government doing stupid shit, like marrying them, like, who's gonna spend the money to do it? Like, do that anyways, like,
right, what's the point of even doing, what's the point of even building it?
Not the other one. You know?
Yeah, like, we're gonna just, like, waste money?
They
maybe it's
a turtle ditch.
Which sounds like a fucking scheme, like, they fucking run these scams out there for, out the construction company.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not to start a conspiracy, I mean. It sounds like something nefarious.
They did that to the turtle ditch in Tampa. So there's this ditch in Tampa. I'll send you a post. I got footage of the whole of it. So there's this ditch downtown Tampa that's really got a school land. It's been there for a while. But local dudes came, the DIY guys, and just turned it into this like beautiful like creation down there. And they just destroyed it.
Just like, okay.
And they did it to another spot. Same guys, the other DIY spot, and they came into it now. But some of these spots are suitable. They're just, like, I understand. They're just, like finding a dead-end road and, like, converting it or something. And then, you know, they have plans. They just,
But still, like, when you do have something that is, like, valuable, at some point, like, you got to make a spot for these people and make it permanent.
It
doesn't make sense, right? Yeah,
yeah,
like, it's unusable land.
Destruction of nothing to love.
Yeah, it's like, we hate you. Now we have to build a condominium money revenue building.
I know what they did. They built, like, a monument. Like, this is part of the farm, right? But they made it, like, a
monument for what? It better be something, like, ultra noble, like.
I mean, it is, but it's something, it's actually cool. I skate by, I just don't know what it is, but it's some type of, like, African-American historical monument or something like that.
No, that's appeasing. Fuck out of here.
But
no,
really
come on.
Cool.
No, yeah, I don't know.
It's really cool.
Yeah, come on. How many years is what? Yeah, that's Florida, bro. It's the whole government of Florida is like wicked. I know you're not gonna get into it, but like, it's kind of wicked though.
I'm not making any political point at all. I'm just saying like, the park used to be down in there, and they moved the park up above it, and then they turned that area into this dope park that's actually still fun to skate through. But I don't know the old park, but like, nothing there. Nope,
It's just like
not really. It's really pretty, but it's like not really. It's just like a quiet. I skate through all the time.
Fucking.
Okay. Like
and then
it's like historical, like government monuments.
How many human rights has Florida violated in the past couple of years? Like, you know, put up another fucking monument instead of actually acting on and doing the real check work, real work.
I actually don't pay attention. I don't know how many they have. I usually don't trust anyone that they have a statue of.
Felt that one too, yeah. I can somewhat agree with that. Because
it's always suspect.
You know, it's suspect when you put somebody up.
Make a statue out of somebody. It has to be somebody that they like opposed to them. Or like,
yeah,
you
it's
know what I mean?
Idolization of somebody they murdered.
Maybe it's somebody
they
murdered. Yeah.
JFK, Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X. Or somebody that's like worked as like co-op.
No, I'm not saying get rid of history and shit, but like, I mean, like, there's a museum in Baltimore, Black History Museum, and it's graphic as shit. And you go in there and you can see actual depiction of slavery, or they have a real boat, all that shit. It's like,
yeah.
Alright, how many places you're gonna build to remind motherfuckers that, yeah, we're fucked? But then it slowly gets caught. It's like, everybody, now everybody's Capital Five. Everybody follows the code.
Yeah. With the money, they do it with their own money. Like, it's been their thing. Like 4th of July, like, some bullshit.
I'm
not sure my libertarian side. Like, basically, it's like when our rulers steal our money and blow it up and pretend like to act like we're free. They blow up our shit that they've stolen, you know, and then pretend like that's an act of freedom, you know. We should, it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
time periods in history as well. Like, there's a guy named Robert Kelly. Yeah, it was cool to kidnap people and put them on sail on boats and have them work. Yeah. Like, that's legal slavery in the United States. It was cool. Like, you can get them drunk in a bar, kidnap them on a boat, and have them work there. We're animals.
We still have that as our underlying posture.
Well, tribalism, bro. We like our tribe. We gotta be in our tribe. It's cool to have a tribe. Like, it's comfortable, right? Like, you have a group of people that you can be around, you can trust, and you can talk to. You can be like, all right, this is it. But I also, me personally, I like motherfuckers, like people that's gonna be fucking tell me shit sucks. I like that. It's a good feeling, nice.
What time is it?
It is, yeah, we can end it right here, because I think it is time to go. It's 3 o'clock. Dude, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Fucking awesome. Happy skating with you, too. Hope you had a great experience.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
Yeah, this episode, fuck off.